Good morning, everybody. Yes, sorry. Okay, we are in Sefer Dvarim, starting Sefer Dvarim, Parashat Dvarim. And the first question that everybody is asking when we get to Parashat Dvarim is written, Ele Advarim. Ele Advarim. These are the words that Moshe says, etc. And says the Ohai Makadosh, when it's written Ele, without Vav, and those are, but written those, it's disconnected from all the others. In other words, we have here something special. Now, Sefer Dvarim is called in a lot of names, and one of them is Mishneh Torah. And says the Ohai Makadosh, Ele Advarim, those are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks by himself. Sorry? How can it be? We all know that the Torah, if you say that one letter is not from God, you are a kofir. So how can it be that the whole book of Dvarim is written by Moshe Rabbeinu? How can you say a thing like this? It's impossible. So, of course, we have to understand what's the meaning behind it. And there are a lot of explanations. One of them says that the idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying things during those 40 years in the desert or whatever. And now God told him to organize those things in a book. And he's really telling us what God told him to do. And there are a lot of other things. But one of the explanations that I like is that when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to understand what is the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. The level of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he's so close to God that God is telling us, Pe el pe adaber bo. Mouth to mouth, I will talk with him. So, if we want to translate it to Ele Hadvarim, who is really talking to us? God. Through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the vessel. He is not speaking anything by himself. He is so connected to God now that whatever he says are the words of God. He is saying it from his mouth, but his mouth is really the mouth of Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking through him. Now, what does this mean to us? Okay, it's beautiful, it's nice, and now we can understand also that also what's written in Sefer Dvarim is from God himself. But the Torah wants to show us that Moshe Rabbeinu got to a level that God is speaking through him. But what does this tell to us? So why don't we get this in Sefer Bereshit, in Sefer Shmot, in Sefer Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, from Sefer Shmot, Vayikra, Bamidbar, is there all the time. Why don't we say it then? So one of the things is, Moshe Rabbeinu was not the same in the beginning and now. Which is teaching us that in order to get to a certain level, you have to work on it. It's a stay. You cannot go by one go, up, I was born and I am at the top of the world. No. You have to climb the ladder. You have to build yourself. And if you build yourself right, yes, you can get to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean? God will talk through me? Sorry?
In German you said, no mouth has fallen from heaven down to earth.
The idea is that if we talk, for example, today, because one of the problems is, okay, talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, God is speaking through him, but the Torah is trying to tell us that the leaders, spiritual leader, not, unfortunately, the normal leader, there is nothing with them to connect even to what we're talking about, but the spiritual leaders, they're supposed to tell us the word of God. That's the idea. So we can say, one minute, you were talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, I can accept it. Talking about who? The rabbis of today, they are not at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's a big lesson. Every generation has got its own rabbi, its own spiritual leaders. Yiftach bedoro ke Shmuel bedoro. Shmuel bedoro ke Moshe bedoro. Yiftach was not exactly the biggest tzaddik of the generation. The Torah is telling us that he is the same as Shmuel HaNavi. And Shmuel Anav is the same as Moshe and Aaron. Moshe ve'Aaron be'Kohanav, u'Shmuel be'Korei Shemo. So in other words, the Torah is telling us, each generation has got his own leader. And by the way, it has to be like this. Because otherwise, you're asking for Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, we'll bring Moshe Rabbeinu here, and you cannot even start doing what he's telling you to do. Because you're not at that level. That's why a leader has to be connected to the people. Because if he's not connected to the people, he can demand them things that are impossible to do. So what's the idea? You need a leader that leads the generation that he lives in. Not a leader that leads a generation that's got nothing to do with it. In other words, a leader is, let's say, those spiritual leaders that we got today are suitable for us. And because of this, we have to listen to them the same way as Am Yisrael listened to Moshe Rabbeinu at his time. And whatever they say, if they're on the right way, of course, it's Divrei Elokim Chaim. Because what is a rabbi really telling you? He's telling you what's written in the Torah. So in other words, Ele HaDvarim is teaching us that when a rabbi talks to us and tells us what we have to do on the spiritual side of things, he is talking from the Torah, and God is talking through him. And that's a big lesson for us, to understand and realize that it doesn't matter what generation we are, we have our own leaders, and those leaders are good for us, and we have to listen to them, to whatever they tell us to do, because otherwise there will be chaos, otherwise there won't be anything good happening. Because, you know, there are excuses all the time. We can find excuses. Oh, I'm not listening. I'm doing what I think. You cannot do what you think. You have to do what God tells you to do. How do I know what God tells me to do? You learn. And if you don't understand, then you have the spiritual leader to tell you. Manigei Ador. They tell you what to do.
One leader, but the problem is we have too many who think they're.
That's why they tell you, Aseh Lecha Rav. You have to choose one. You cannot just, every time you want something, you go to the rabbi that is suitable for your opinion now. Okay, I want to eat meat and wine now in the 9 days. I go to Sfera the rabbi, or the Yamanite rabbi. They eat meat and drink wine, no problem. And he's going to tell me I can eat it. When comes Pesach, I'll be Ashkenazi. Or Sfaradi. Well, I decide, before Rosh Hashanah, you know, they start saying Slichos from Rosh Chodesh already, Chol Chodesh Elul, waking up very early in the morning. So then I decide, now, if I was Sfaradi till now, I'll be Ashkenazi in that period. You cannot do this. You have to choose sides. You have to decide who you are. And by the way, you cannot also, the says, not itosh Torah Timecha. You should go in the pathway of your ancestors, not looking for others. Because that's our power. Because each one of our minhagim, of our communities, it's got a connection to God in a different way according to the power we have. And that's exactly another lesson. What is the meaning of everybody can become Moshe Rabbeinu? The Rambam says, everybody can become Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean? Everybody can come to the point of using the potential that God gave him in full. In other words, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He used the potential full. That's it. He go to the highest level of using the potential. That's why he is getting to a level that God is talking through him. Now, each one of us can do this in his own level. The idea is God is not comparing tests. Okay, you got 100, you got 90. No. The test is a personal test. Even if your answers are not the same as the other's answers, both of you can get 100. How? Because you have different tools and he's got different tools. Other things are expected from him, and you, other things are expected from you. And you have to fulfill your task in life, not his. So this is Ele Advarim Asher Diber Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu is now telling us before he dies. He is rebuking Am Yisrael. Part of it is with clues. Part of it is direct. Like, for example, the sin of the Meraglim is very direct in our parsha. Yeah. And when we talk about the Meraglim, one of the big lessons here is that when you have people, especially when they come from a very high level of society, and they have an influence on all the congregation. And if they are suddenly becoming not exactly going in the way of God, they can corrupt you. They can destroy you. They can affect your belief. And it happens every day. You believe in somebody, and suddenly this guy, I don't know what happened to him, and he can lead you to a bad place. So we have to be careful and make sure that those leaders that we have are going in the right way. The Meraglim, they were not simple people. They were great people. But, you see, this is the ego. The minute the ego is in the picture, we have a problem. We try and bend things that it will be suitable for us. But is it suitable for everybody?
No. I have a question.
Yes.
I was brought up conservative.
Yes.
And I've gone to the religious. So it's not right for me to do exactly what I was taught, because I'm on a different level.
Exactly.
Is that
what
right?
Yes, 100% right. Because what I was talking about is not about conservative reforms and Orthodox. What I was talking about is the tradition, the original tradition, not what they changed during the years. For example, they had 12 tribes. And each one of the tribes, if we look at the blessing, got a different blessing. Why? If there are 12 tribes and together, give them all the same blessing. But are we all the same?
No.
So each one of us got different tools, different things to do. In other words, the blessing was really telling everybody, you see, this is your tool. This is your tool. This is your tool. So everybody knew, well, what is the job that he has to do? Because otherwise, we cannot do the same job. It's like, imagine to yourself that everybody in the world is going to do the same thing. For example, everybody is going to be carpenters. Very nice. No grocery, no buildings, no nothing. Only carpenters? No good. You need a carpenter. You need a hairdresser. You need merchants. You need a supermarket. You need all those things you need. You need an army, everything you need. So in other words, if we want to be whole, each one of us has to give to the whole what is personal things. That is being united. That is the power of Am Yisrael. Not be the same. Be united. Be united in whatever you do together. So in shul, the halacha says you need 12 windows. Why 12 windows? 12 tribes. Because each one of the prayers goes through a different window. In other words, if you have a certain minhag and the other ones, what does that? You say, you have to be like me. No. This minhag is good and this minhag is good, and that's the beauty. It's like when I talk about it, I said it's like an orchestra. You have a violin, you have a trumpet, you have an harp, you have drums. Now, if you will have only drums, maybe it's music for somebody. You have only a trumpet, yes, it is music. But if you take all of them together to one symphony,
harmony,
how does it sound now? Much better. Exactly. And it doesn't matter if I have this minhag or the other minhag, as long as we all do it for the sake of Am Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is the job we have to do. And that's the only way we will build the ruins of the temple. The only way. It was ruined because of Sinat Chinam. And when we talk about spreading the rumors and the idea of influence, as we said, Am Yisrael says in Pasuk Kaf Chet here in Aleph, they say, we're talking about the Meraglim, and then what happened is ותרגלו באולכם ותאמרו, and they were all sitting in the tents, ותאמרו בשנאת השם אותנו, in the hatred of God it took us out of Egypt. This is, if it wasn't written, we couldn't even imagine a pasuk like this in the Torah, and talking about Am Israel, that God took them out with all those big miracles out of Egypt, to tell God, you hate us? You took us out of Egypt in order to kill us? How dare you? And this is Sinat Chinam. This is when it starts. You know what day it was? Tisha B'Av. And God told, you cried for nothing, I will give you a reason to cry. But it's deeper than this. Because they said Besinat Hashem Otano, and why was the temple destroyed? Because of Sinat Chinam. Because of hatred. So in other words, it starts with hating God, and it finishes with hating your friend, your brother. Is there a connection between God and man?
Yes.
Of course. God created man in his spitting image. In other words, if I hate God, who do I hate? And everybody. If I hate my friend, who do I hate? God. And this is the connection between this pasuk to the place we are today. It started then. So we have to fix it. Because you see, till now, unfortunately, it's not very simple. And then they say, Anna anachnu olim, acheinu emesuot levaveinu, le'emor, how can we go? Our brothers, let's say, they picture us a picture that made us very worried. Emesut levaveinu. They put fear in our heart. In other words, if those Meraglim wouldn't come back with all those saying, Am Yisrael would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. So who is the one to blame about the Sinat Chinam? The Meraglim. In other words, the leaders of the people that lead them in a wrong way. And we have to be careful.
And the people were listening to them.
Exactly. So this is one of the things that we have to understand and realize. We don't listen to everybody who looks like a rabbi and is dressed like a rabbi. We have to check, is he a rabbi? Is he really a one that is a God-fearing person? Or is this just a disguise? Or this is Purim from him the whole year on. And I told you a few short stories about this. Like I met this guy in Bet Knesset HaGadol in Petah Tikva, and he was written with a frock, a head, beard, everything. Wow, he looked like a Rosh Yeshiva, at least. And then this guy, like the same guy with the kippah sruga, like a small one, you hardly see her. Hi, Moishele, Manishma, how are you, Moishele? Says, says, what's this? So curious, well, what's going on here? Like he couldn't recognize him in the beginning, and then when Roigna said, Moishele, wow, what happened to you? He says, well, maybe the tshuva, you become ultra orthodox. He says, no, I've got this job that I have to wear this clothes. He says, Riboyna Shiloyim. And that's unfortunately how we look at things. It's like we read something in the paper, we believe it. People all ask on their health on Google. I'm not saying ask, don't ask. You ask, look who is written this. If it's true, check it. Dr. Google, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know you can write whatever you want there. You can tell I am professor, doctor, whatever, and write things that are so stupid and so dangerous, and people believing it. Wikipedia. What is Wikipedia? Wikipedia is a thing that everybody can write in on whatever he wants.
Absolutely, what he says is a cartoon with the dog using the internet, and it says on the cartoon, in the internet nobody knows that I'm a dog.
My brother is a psychologist, and his speciality is the internet. And what you're talking about is there were so many experiments about this. You don't really know who was on the other side. You don't really know who wrote what he wrote. So you have to be careful. So the first lesson for us when we say a Mesut Levavim is to understand that people have influence on us. So we have to fight it. Now, let's be us, those who have influence on others in a good way. What does it mean? So I saw a very interesting thing. There is a famous midrash. Maaseh beRochel. Rochel is the guy that goes around the street and sells his merchandise. In old times, we used to have a lot of those. Mm-hmm. They called in Hebrew Rochel. Now, he was going around the villages of Tzipori, near Tzipori, here in Eretz Israel. And I'm a chizvomer, and he was shouting loud, Man de bai le mizman samchaim, who wants to buy medicine for life? A drug for life.
Everybody.
Everybody can come and buy from me. Rabbi Yanai, one of the greatest rabbis at that time, was sitting in his living room and learning Torah. And suddenly, here's this merchant, or whatever you call it in
English.
How do you call it?
Peddler.
This peddler out in the street. And he is asking him, I want to buy. So this guy says, no, it's not for you. No, you don't need this medicine. He says, I want to buy. He insists. He goes, comes out, says, I want to know what is this special medicine. So he understands that he's got no option. He's telling, okay. And he says, Otzilo Sefer Tehilim, takes out the book of Tehilim, and shows him the pasuk, Mi ha'ish hechafetz chayim, who is the one who wants life, desires life? Maktiv batre, what's written afterwards? Netzor leshoncha mera, sur mera v'aseh tov, keep your mouth from talking badly, keep away from the bad, and do good. Do you know this? Believe me, Rabbi Yanai also knew it. So look what Rabbi Yanai is saying. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Af Shlomo HaMelech, also Shlomo HaMelech did it in Mishlei. He says, Shomer piv ulshono, Shomer mitzarot nafsho. If you keep your mouth and tongue, you keep out of troubles. Amar Rabbi Yanai, then he heads and says, Kol yamai hayiti koret ha-pasuk. All my life I was reading this pasuk. Not he doesn't know about it. He knows about it. Ve'lo hayiti yoda echanu pashut. We didn't know what it is. What is it exactly? I couldn't understand. What's the idea behind it? Where is it written other places? Ad sheba rochel ze ve'odiani. Till this peddler came and taught me. What's going on here? What did Rabbi Yanai learn from this peddler?
He overlooked something in the Torah.
What is it? Rabbi Yanai? A peddler? Because the story is like this. Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal said about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that he knew a chassid that called Rabbi Leib Mekel. And he was a great chassid, a great scholar. And he once went to a grocer's show, and in the middle of the day, and told him, I've got an offer for you. For an hour, I will replace you, and you will go to Beis HaMidrash and learn Torah. Do you understand what he did? He went to a guy that walks and has got no time to learn, and he is a scholar. He knows how important it is every minute of learning, and what does he know about running a shop or selling? But he wanted this Jew to have something of the Torah, because from him Torah was life. Torah was the essence of Jewish life, and he was a good guy. Ve'ahavta le'recha kamocha. This is ve'ahavta le'recha kamocha. He wanted to. He didn't care about losing Torah, but giving this guy, go and learn for an hour. At least you have something. I will sit instead of you here. He says, now, said Rabbi Yanai, and I said what Rabbi Yanai said. Rabbi Yanai said, till now I thought that learning Torah is only in Beis HaMidrash, not in the street. The street is not a place to learn Torah. But now I learned that you can go around the street and spread the Torah and teach others Torah. Nevertheless, when we talk about Lashon Hara in the Gemara, they call it, and the Torah says, Lo telech rachil be'amecha. What is rachil?
Gossip.
In Hebrew, how do we say it's called this paddler? Rochel. Why is Rachel and Rochel the same letters? Because what is a Rochel? It goes from this house to the other house. In this house, it tells what he heard in that house. In the other house, it tells what he heard in the other. It's like you go to the barber. Yes? The barber can tell you all the people that said to him, he is, let's say, the worst gossiper there is. He knows everything's going around. Everybody comes, tells him his tzuras, and he tells the others his tzuras. It depends. Some of them are don't so gossipers like others. But that's exactly what a Rochel used to do. Rechiles, Rochel, Rechiles, lo telech Rachel. It's connected. In other words, the guy that on his name, Lashon Hara is named, he is the guy that spreads the Torah, the good things. And that's a big lesson for us. We can choose. You know how the temple is being called? Bet HaPchira, the house of choice. It's our choice to choose to do good. Hopefully, we will do the right decision and choose to do good. Not be influenced by others that go in the wrong way, but we will try to influence others in the good way. And even if it's not in shul, even if it's in a party, even if it's in the street, we can do this. That's the big lesson from this story of Rabbi Anna. Be'ezrat Hashem, if we will spread love, willing to help our brothers when they don't know things, we will help them to see the right things. This will build Beit HaMikdash b'mehra bi'yameinu. Amen.